Remember, guys, this is a courtesy of Mark Levine, an NAR member who works at Kennedy Space Flight Center. He's working on the new... It says in there. So he was here for the old Rocketeer reunion and wanted you guys to have stuff.
Yay! I should go that way.
One more round. Come here.
Did you see Wahoo? I'm missing. It's the ones that are marked here.
Yes, I think that's right.
Okay.
Kevin, the ones marked are the ones missing that are here.
That are here. They're marked over here on the
it's
yellow copy.
Like, we know he's not here.
Right.
I know these two are here.
Okay.
No, this side. No. Oh, yeah, that was fine. There's another bag
over
there.
Bag.
I didn't want him to put it there, but possibly. I know he's not here, but maybe the Pittsburgh guys can take it.
Okay.
I have saturation in my hands.
When they left over. You're starting with?
We're going to start with Drag Race.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, once again, good evening, everybody, and welcome. I hope everybody had enough to eat. There's still more out there, I understand. I hope everybody had a chance to go seconds. I'm still hungry. Please make sure you tip your bartender out there for the cash bar. We've started here quickly with the fun events that we had over the weekend. We hope to get a little more participation in the first event, Drag Race. Is Bob Jablonski here? Bob Jablonski with Starlight Models was the sponsor for the trophies for Drag Race. And it was basically flown per the NAR Pink Book, but it was listed as a fun event. We had actually toyed with the idea of making Drag Race an event for NARAM, and someone kind of talked us out of it. I won't mention any initials. Trip. We'd actually toyed with doing it on Sunday. We figured we'd aggravated everybody so much on Sunday that by the middle of the week that you'd just been fed up with us. So we decided against it. So it turned into a fun event, and we had a little bit of fun with it, but like I said, I wish we'd had more participation. But needless to say, I'll call up the winners, and we've got a nice little trophy for you. And hold your applause till I get them all up here, and then please applaud freely. So we had two divisions in the drag race. Junior division, third place, Brian Guzik. Second place, Thomas Henderson. And first place, Catherine Humphrey. Come on up, get your trophy. Okay, so again, special thanks to Starlight Models, the vendor that provided the trophies, and special thanks to Chris Kidwell for doing the heats out there in the heat. Okay, the next we want to give away for fun events was kind of happened over the weekend, both days, Saturday and Sunday, was the RC Glider.
Jim, senior.
Oh,
race.
I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm trying to get out of here.
The witch won't let you.
Hey, that's why I got people watching me. That's a good thing. All right, senior division. I was just going to skip the adults altogether. Oh, now I understand why. Fourth place, Kevin Johnson.
Yeah.
Third place, Carl Johnson III. Second place, Chris Taylor. Who's going to take the picture? First place, Eric Johnson. Hey, your winners for the senior drag race. Okay, now off to the RC Championships. And this event was sponsored by Aerotech. Is Gary's not still here, is he? Yeah, I thought someone told me he was leaving. We decided to get some trophies this year for the RC, and my trophy guy said he had these cool airplanes to go on top of them. So I hope you like them. They don't really look like S8 gliders, but they have wings on them. So let's see. Notable here, although he didn't place in the top four, Rod Schaefer, 24-minute, 9-second qualifying flight. Okay, so here we go. Fourth place, Scott Baird, 2 minutes 19 seconds. Chad Ring, 3 minutes 10 seconds. George Gassaway, 7 minutes 44 seconds. And Kevin Johnson, 10 minutes 45 seconds. For those of you that didn't notice, the RC range was the one that was out to the left when you were walking onto the field. We had more activity on that range this year than we had ever had. So we've got more and more people getting involved in the RC part of the hobby. So it's a fun thing. I even got out and had a chance to fly a little bit myself. So it's a great thing. So your winners in RC Championship. For those of you that were at the picnic on Tuesday night, we gave out some awards for the first three events. The trying to shorten the banquet, because we all know the banquet can go on and on forever. But we have some leftovers, and none of those people were here tonight, so we want to make sure that we get them their awards for the individual events. Let's see here. Set duration. We believe Michael Hardaby has gone home. Benjamin Levinson. Brian Guzik, third place in B Division. Brian, you're here, right? Come on up. Okay. That was it for A and B.
Yes, we're going to make you wear it over your head.
Jonathan Dunbar, Chris Flanagan, and David Zucchero. Come on up.
Who's second B Division?
I was.
Second B Division.
Benjamin Levison.
There we go. We don't have four players.
I'm representing Jonathan.
Who was it? This is the situation on A Division. B Division. You were.
Okay, I think we got it sorted out. All the following winners were not present at the Tuesday banquet, and they all placed in set duration.
This was Z Division.
Fourth. Guess I better start early on the next one, huh?
B
Streamer was the next one we gave out. In A Division, third place, Rachel Kaplow. And third place, B Division, Brian Guzik. Come on up. Rachel? And fourth place in C Division, Mike Nowak. Are you here?
Yay.
Mike, come on up.
Fourth place. Yes, it will fit over your head right there. Just move on.
Okay, I think that takes care of all the ties. We had quite a mess there. It's kind of a train wreck in set duration. Had a 7-way tie for third place in C Division.
Wow.
In a 7-way tie. I don't think I've ever seen that at an Arum. Okay, looks like we've about got this ironed out. The next event was also fun on Tuesday, but we couldn't resolve the results because we held returns open until 7 p.m. that night. De-Engloft Altitude was sponsored by Andy Jackson of Aerospace Specialty Products. Okay, you ready for egg loss? Okay, A Division, and again, I'll get them all up here, and then we'll get a round of applause and some pictures. In fourth place, A Division, 355 meters, Michaela Alexander. In third place, with 401 meters, Jacob Rains. In second place, with 540 meters, Alyssa Stenberg. And in first place, with a new record, 627 meters, Cassidy Steele. Come on up, guys.
There
you go. Picture certificate and
then pictures. Fourth place A. She went home. You had first place. All right.
Over there. There you go.
Very nice. Over here. Just over here. Too late.
Okay, your winners for A Division, D Engloft Altitude. Moving over to B Division, fourth place with 436 meters, David Hash. Third place with 505 meters, Carrie Steele. Second place, 688 meters, Brian Guzik. And first place with a new record, 767 meters, Katie Steele.
Nobody
else can hear it. Just the way I'm thinking they all do it. Okay. Yeah, so
I ready? Okay, some pictures. Very good, your B Division winners in D Engloft Altitude. C Division, fourth place, 501 meters, Mark Hamilton. Third place, 518 meters, Mark Trumka. Second place, 533 meters, Ryan Coleman. First place, 547 meters, Alex DeMarco. I want to know why the kids had flights of over 600 to 700 meters. And none of the teams were over 600 either. Come on, guys. I didn't fly egg loss, so I'm not taking part of the blame.
There you go. Mark?
All right.
Okay, go that way.
Go that way.
Go that way.
Second
place. There you go. That way.
Get
them
all lined up.
There you go.
All right.
C Main and C Maria. She's got stuff requests for you.
Woohoo. All right. C Division winners for D Engloft Altitude. Okay, moving on to Team Division. Fourth place, 454 meters, over 40 victims of fate. Arr. Where are they at? Arr. Third place, 518 meters, the Bumbling Bros, I'm told the new name is. Second place, 581 meters, the Pod Bay Doors. First place, 599 meters, Calvin and Hobbes. Wow, this isn't a crew for you. Your team division winners in D, Egloff Altitude. Congratulations. Alright, cut it with the pirate chatter. I know it's Alan Williams over there. Cut it out, Alan.
Alright,
now we're going to move on to the Wednesday events.
Okay,
just making sure you're awake.
I had a board meeting.
The data doc right here in the front row. Oh, no, Thursday. Just making sure you're paying attention, that's all.
Yep.
Yes?
That was B Division Museum Duration.
Oh, okay. Museum Duration, I'm told. Special thanks to John Langford. I know that there was four or five of us that went over and got a nice tour of Aurora, so while the rest of you went and hung out at the Smithsonian, we went and took a nice tour of Aurora, so thank you, John. Moving on to the Thursday events. B Helicopter, sponsored by Fliss Kits. Jim, are you still here?
No, he left for a wedding.
Nobody left. Chase, I don't understand it.
We weren't going to make them wear the layup on. Come on.
He's in New York.
Okay. Let's see what we can find for results for B Helicopter. Okay, A Division, 4th place, 97 seconds, Cassidy Steele. 3rd place, 139 seconds, Catherine Humphrey. 2nd place, 143 seconds, Matthew Allen. I don't remember seeing them. And 1st place, with 203 seconds, Alyssa Stenberg. Okay, your A Division winners for B Helicopter Duration. Okay, moving on to B Division. In 4th place, with 102 seconds, Patrick Sutherland-Alway. 3rd place, with 120 seconds, Khalib Bo. Caleb, I'm sorry. 2nd place, 126 seconds, Matthew Filler. Ooh, got some boos, huh? Wow, must not like the long hair look. First place with a new record of 180 seconds. Total time, 224 seconds. Brian Guzik. Good flying, Brian. Are there any chiropractors in the audience? Brian's starting to get a little front heavy. All right, your winners for B Division, B Helicopter.
There we go.
Okay, moving on to C Division. In 4th place, 159 seconds, Steve Humphrey.
Third place with 164 seconds, Robert Cohn. Second place, 243 seconds, Jonathan Dunbar. And by a measure of only one additional second, in first place, C Division with 244 seconds, Chip Barber.
Jonathan.
There we go. Alright, your winners for C Division, B Helicopter Duration. Moving on to the team division. Fourth place, 128 seconds, Southern Neutron. Third place, 138 seconds, The Dark Side. Second place, 160 seconds, The Flying I-Beam Kids. And in first place, with 212 seconds, the over 40 Victims of Fate. Very good. The team division winners for B Helicopter Duration. Next to the event that we flew was C Payload Altitude, sponsored by Perfect Flight. Is Peter Laywall here? No? All right. Okay, A Division, C Payload Altitude, fourth place with 380 meters, Catherine Humphrey. Third place with 404 meters, Emma Crystal. Second place, 437 meters, Cassidy Steele. And in first place with 442 meters, Alyssa Stenberg. Okay, looks like we're ready to move on. B Division with fourth place, 344 meters, Brian Guzik. Third place, 421 meters, Matthew Filler. Second place, 445 meters, Caleb Bow. First place, 448 meters, Kerry Steele. Come on up.
Are
we going the other way? Yes. I'm using it. Yellow this time.
Third.
Okay, yeah. Give me a second.
Second. And there we go.
Okay, B Division winners and C Payload Altitude. Now we got time for a story, right? Yeah, they were right in the middle of the event, but I got to tell a real brief story, just, you know, the mind of the CD. In C Division, which we're going to fly next. Yeah, we're going to fly it next, right here in the room. I decided to enter the event, basically because when we got the medals back from the manufacturer, I looked at them and I said, wow, they really look nice. But I'm not really flying an Aram this year. So I picked a few events, decided to enter, and started getting nervous come about Thursday because I wouldn't get anywhere close. So I was really happy that I actually ended up with a fourth place in payload because I didn't want to see some little A-divisioner go home without their medal because I was going to take one of them. So needless to say, that leads me into C-division, and I did manage to score 466 meters closed myself, Jim Filler. Third place, 474 meters, Robert Gustin. Second place, 496 meters, Chad Ring. First place, 540 meters, Trip Barber.
Yeah, but he's not wearing all of it, you know?
It doesn't matter.
You're just trying to run away from
it.
Now I can go home and say Naren was a success. Okay, team division, fourth place, 474 meters, the Bumbling Bros. Third place, the Flying I-Beam Kids, 510 meters. Second place, 542 meters, the Spanish Inquisition. And in first place, 679 meters and a new record, the Southern Neutron Team.
You're getting some work.
Whatever.
You work it. They don't want
to. Okay, Inquisition,
which one is it?
See,
it's
then.
You
hold that.
All right, so the neutron, George?
Okay. The
U neutrons?
We are.
Right, come on, we gotta get much narrower for the pictures. That way.
Hold
in.
Hold
in.
Hold
in.
Pack them all in there.
Grant, you're going short when the grizzle.
Okay, your winners. Team division.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along, we're right up to Friday with Scale. Scale was sponsored by Balsa Machining Service, Bill Zangden. Thank you, Bill. I understand Bill left early. He's off to play with his hobby tomorrow somewhere in Ohio.
Antique guns
or something. So don't make him mad. Okay, Scale. Let's see, A Division, fourth place. Flying a V2 with 669 total points, Garrett Miller Moskal. Third place, flying a Sandia Sandhawk, 697 points, Cassidy Steele. Second place, flying a Shot Put with 718 points, Catherine Humphrey. And in first place, flying a Saturn 1B, 787 points, Alyssa Stenberg.
Cassie just made the comment she now has one of every color on the ribbon.
Ooh. That's
a rainbow.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smile, everybody. Okay, your A division winners in scale. Moving over to B division. In fourth place, flying Honest John, 610 total points, Brian Guzik. Third place, flying a Kappa 9, 647 points, Matthew Feller. Second place, flying a Sandia Sandhawk, 785 points, Kerry Steele. And first place, also flying a Sandia Sandhawk with 787 points, Katie Steele. Those models must be pretty close. They're only 2 points apart.
There may be sibling death on the ride home.
Oh, no. All right. Okay. Your winners in B division scale. Okay, fourth place in C division, flying a Saturn 1B, 955 points, Paul Stutzman. Third place, flying an Athena H, 1,031 points, Mark Kunka. Second place, also flying a Saturn 1B with 1,060 points, Jim Filler. Only to get beat out by the Ruskies. Chan Stevens supplying a Soyuz TM-11 with 1,108 points for first place.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Over here. Oh, okay. I'll get mine up.
Hey, you too. Good to call, guys.
Look them all around.
Together. Get close, guys. Together.
There you go.
Oh. Hey, she's put it on there.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, guys. Okay, so I flew pay there for that reason. I got lucky. Okay, last but not least, I'd like to ask John Lankford to come up for R&D as well as...
Team.
Trying to finish this thing. Team guys don't need no medals. They got enough.
I want your certificate.
That's what it is. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, special thanks to Quest for providing the merchandise certificates for all the winners. Okay, let's hand out some medals for Team Division. Fourth place, flying a TCMP-2B, I'm not sure what that means. The Pod Bay Doors, 656 total points. And third place, flying Astrobe 1500, 673 total points, the Bumbling Brothers. And second place, with 768 total points, flying a Saturn 1B, the Dark Side. And first place, flying a Saturn 1 with 1,087 points, Meatball Rocketry. Ooh, they got Band-Aids on theirs.
It's still flyable.
Why did Daddy get the medal? Huh? Why did Daddy get the medal?
Jim, stop just starting trouble.
Again? Nice looking medal.
Thank you. All right, your winners for scale, team division. Okay, I'm trying to get ahead of myself. Now I'd like to ask John Langford and Mr. Bob Alway to come up for research and development. Bob's for me, right? Would you say a few words?
Yes, I would.
Presumably, we'll work our way through A division first and then go on to B division. And of course, I put forth a little bit of money for B division awards. Really pleased with this year with the group. For the first time, we're not going to be able to give everybody actual cash award because there were 8 entries into R&D in B division. Amazing. Many years we've had 1. And one other thing that worked very well this year, we tried it for the first time, there were some questions asked, well, what other things might we do? And kind of heard rumblings from the Board of Trustees, and so I kind of put forth a challenge. I said, okay, out of the most recent batch, let's put forth a couple $1,000s, and you figure out what to do with it. Well, they thought, and they added, through individual donations from trustee members, from their own money, and said, let's put forth some travel grants for B divisioners who can come to NARAM for the first time, see what it's like, and see if they have a good time and get enough of them so we can have some fun. And we set it up with a total of $2,400, and we got 3 B divisioners with $800 travel grants. And because they're not going to get an official award other than the award they've already gotten, I'll tell you their names. We have Caleb Bowe, who I believe has already split town, which is too bad, and also Joe Wolf and Josh Gruhl. So I think those two are back there, if they care to stand. Oh, there they are. And with that, we'll get on with the show.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Bob. And again, the research and development is sponsored by John Langford and Aurora Flight Systems. So let's go right to A division, fourth place. How does wing design affect glider flight? By Garrett Miller Moskal.
All right.
In third place, A division, differences between 2 materials, Cassidy Steel. Second place flying, report titled Rocket Fin Materials, Alyssa Stenberg. And first place, Streamer Duration Material Test, Ryan Anthony Cirrus.
Squeeze together.
There we go. Tight load group. Okay, your winners for A division, research and development. Okay, moving on to B division. Fourth place, using visuals as a learning or reference tool in model rocketry, Andrew Alway Cooper. In third place, effective spin on altimeter data, Kerry Steele. In second place, increasing the reliability of black powder motor ignition, Brian Guzik. In first place, flying report titled Compressed Air Ejection, Caleb Bowe.
Right now.
Thank you. Okay, your winners for B Division Research and Development. Okay, moving on to C Division. In fourth place, report titled GPS Recovery, Mike Konchak. Third place, report titled Kaizen Continuous Improvement Techniques Applied to Streamer Duration, Chan Stevens. Second place report titled Numerical Methods to Explore Barometric Flight Data, Larry Curcio. And first place report titled Thin Flutter and Nomographs for Model Rocket Design, Chris Flanagan. Okay, your winners for C Division Research and Development. Okay, moving over to Team Division. In fourth place, report titled Nose Blowers and Backsliders, a comparison of boost glider and rocket glider performance, the Bumbling Brothers Flying Circus. Third place, creating a tracker with modern materials, the Dark Side. In second place, report title, additional research in cluster ignition simultaneously, pod bay doors. First place, report titled, Can You See Me Now? A commercial for AT&T, no, a study for optical tracking precision, the Moose and Squirrel Team. Okay, your winners in Team Division Research and Development. Thank you once again to John Langford and Aurora Flight Systems. Thank you, John.
Storm crash time.
Yep. Did you take that? One person from each.
Okay, we decided to do something a little bit different this year, and again, we're trying to save time. Door prizes. We got lots of door prizes this year to give out, and what we decided to do was instead of angst and calling out tickets every few minutes and making it go on and on and on forever, what we're asking you to do is to send one representative up from each table and come up and grab a box. Everybody but these tables. The Narhan crew doesn't get one. Nobody gets to take one. No fist fights. No tripping in the aisle, please. And you guys can fight it out at the table for whatever you want.
I want the smart.
Two more tables. Come and get them.
You got to tell them there should be something for everybody in the room.
Remember, when you open the box, there should be one item for each person at the table, provided you followed the seating diagram and didn't move the chairs around.
And look, there's some smaller things in there.
Let's call break time.
The Marabogs each have a patch of a head and they all get better. Right? The
mugs? Yes. I'm being told if you have NAR mugs, as in coffee mugs, in your box, the patch and the pin go with the mug.
I'm seeing possible trading going on.
No trading back there, Loveliner. No trading.
No, I think they were trying to make sure Taco is still. So how many do we have left?
Two boxes.
Okay. Since 9, 10.
Bounce about for the kids.
Since 18.
Yeah, that's a peace sign here. What's that mean?
There's two left, right, but we have four. No, we don't have four. 20
that the puppies is
split. Don't split.
That was a little bit off.
You need to get you more water?
No. Thank you. He's fine. Okay, get him out.
Okay, go ahead.
And come up and get him. Okay, we're ready to get started again. We'll break any action, make sure everybody's awake. Door prize frenzy!
What kind of specials do you have to do? We're not blue light.
No.
Done?
Okay, let's move on. No, don't be suffocating your neighbor with the box. Can we move on to the Meat Champ trophies?
Yes.
And the Meat Champ trophies are sponsored by Launch Magazine. I have to say that, if I could have your attention, please.
Yes.
Thank you. So we can't do it without the vendors, and Launch is another one of those vendors this year that really stepped up and helped us out a lot. My hat's off to all the vendors, but Launch is one of those ones that was way out above and really helped us with a number of things this year. So our thank you goes out to Launch Magazine. They did a great job for us this year. Oh my goodness, look at all these points. Wow. Okay, let's get it rolling. All right, we have a new guest, trophy Vanna up here.
No dress
though. Showing a little leg, but no dress. Fourth place in A division with a total, this is just for the meet now. This is not for the year, just for the meet. Fourth place, A division, with 2,832 points, Jacob Rains. Third place, 4,224 points, Ryan Anthony Cirrus. Second place, 5,720 points, Cassidy Steele. First place in A Division, 9,936 points, Alyssa Stenberg.
One dad hasn't made it up.
Okay. A Division meet champions. Have a smile.
There we go.
Very nice. Thank you. Okay, moving on to B Division for meet champions. Fourth place, 4,640 points, Caleb Bow. Third place, 5,760 points, Brian Guzik. Second place, 6,536 points, Katie Steele. First place, 6,672 points, Carrie Steele. Division meet champions. And moving on to C Division, meet champions. A little bit of a rivalry here between third and fourth. Fourth place, 3,712 points, Chris Flanagan. And third place, 200 points better, 3,912 points, Trip Barber. Second place, 4,496 points, Chad Ring. And my brain's still functioning by 8 points better. 4,504 points, Chan Stevens.
Just to protest the math.
Okay, your C Division winners for the meet champion. Okay, this time I'm not going to skip the team division. We'll start off with fourth place, 3,440 points, the Southern Neutron team. In third place, 3,496 points, the Bumbling Brothers Flying Circus. In second place, 4,104 points, the Pod Bay Doors. And first place, beat champion in team division, 4,408 points, the Dark Side. Randy, are you trying to make me look bad next year? Is that what it is? Huh? What a bunch of geeks.
Yeah.
I'm sure George would be proud of all of you. Okay, your winners for Team Division Meat Champion.
How are you with
the
sweetie,
this is an IP
for a...
No.
No.
Way to go!
Jeez,
I'm
kind of
emperor,
you.
Don't worry. They just
announced.
They are, okay.
It's just listed.
Okay.
Yes.
There were no session
chats. Okay, just point of clarification here. We have sections listed under the meat champion, but we did not get trophies, I understand. So I apologize, but just for point of reference, we wanted to point out who did what as a section here at the meet. We will have them for the national champs, obviously. Okay, fourth place with 14,776 points, Darhams. Not quite sure how we did that one. Chris, did you check out his manager closely on that?
Yeah,
it's in the software. Okay. Very good, Chris. Very good, Chris. Okay, third place, 15,808 points, Pittsburgh Space Command. $23,752 points, Smash. $26,424 points, Triple S. Yeah. All right, that pretty much concludes the first part of the banquet, and I've got a couple guest awards we'd like to give out here, and then we'll come back and give out some national awards at the end. If I could ask Mr. Tom Lyon to come up. He's going to present the Gregoric Award. Larry couldn't be with us this year. Okay, I'm going to take over this year. Larry couldn't be here this year. We're going to give out the David Gregoric Memorial Award for Outstanding Craftsmanship by an A-Divisioner. The event we selected was D-Boost Glide on Monday, and we took a poll from all the safety check and returns people, and I personally went out throughout the parking area and inspected every glider by an A-Divisioner, and this is strictly on craftsmanship. It's not performance. It's not money spent. It's not decor. This is strictly for craftsmanship. And in my opinion, the winner for an A-Divisioner for the David Gregoric Memorial Award is Jacob Raines.
We got his at Shamrock.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Okay, next award we'd like to give out is an award that we give out as a club, so it's not a part of your national itinerary here. Each year we give out what's called a Frog Award, and it's for Rocketeers of Greatness. And I'm going to let Jennifer present that.
Usually in February, we do the For Rocketeers of Greatness, was started by Ed Pearson. Other winners are Jim Filler, Chris Kidwell, Trip Barber, Jim Barrowman, G. Harry Stein. I know there's a list somewhere, not that I remember. But this year, awards its highest honor, the 2008 For Rocketeers of Greatness, to John Langford. For his outstanding service to the National Association of Rocketry, John has stimulated participation in international space modeling through his tenure as U.S. team manager, support of the U.S. junior team, and representation at FAI subcommittee meetings. John also continues to pay forward by supporting Team America and their own research and development. Presented by a grateful club, NAR Section 139.
Wow.
I'd also personally like to thank John. I know when I was trying to figure out where to have the ORR, he opened up his hangar. And trust me, trying to find some place to put 300 people, there's only 200 in here. And Tripp kept saying, you're going to get between 300 and 400 people. So he very graciously opened up his hangar, and we had a party Saturday night. So again, thank you, John.
Okay, real quickly, one more that we wanted to give out, and it's by Mark Wise, was the What's the Hobby Need questionnaire. He offered to give out some prizes for that, so I'm going to let Mark present that now.
Thanks, Jim. All right, well, I have to say, got about 35 submissions from all three divisions. This was not broken down into A, B, C, and team. That would have made it even that much more of a challenge to put it together. I'm grateful to Jim Fliss, who provided the original $50 certificate, and then Carl McLaughlin decided that that Semrock would also contribute a $50 gift certificate, for which I'm grateful. And finally, this afternoon, for honorable mention, Tom Ha said that NARTS would be willing to pony up, which is good, because if you're getting a copy of Rockets Out of the World, just you know, that's $30 right there. And then you buy a few coffee cups and a couple CDs, and you've pretty well used it up. All to a good cause. Anyhow, so before that, I would like to say, I'm just curious, Carl, since you're the first one I see, how long does it typically take a product to get from wetware to market, or wetware to website?
Some 3 months, some 5 years.
Okay, so it's my fervent hope that some of the bright ideas that we got to collect and read will be on some of the manufacturers' websites by NARM 51. So whoever inherits my job next year for NARM 51, you'll get my database, you'll get my notes, and you'll get the bright idea to do this again next year, because I really do think we're going to see some product out there. Anyhow, first off, the gift certificate, $50 to NARTS, was not respective of junior or senior. I'll just read it verbatim. What this hobby needs is an inexpensive, easy-to-build, reliable piston launcher. There's one commercial kit through a very low-profile vendor, and it's a relatively less effective design, zero volume versus floating head. Let's see. The person submitting the idea included instructions with drawings. And a working model of, oops. Not a working model, darn it, gravity. Anyhow, this I will bequeath to whoever cares to take a stab at it. And all of the entries will be typed up, collated, and sent out to our entire vendor database, so that anybody out there willing to take a stab at any of these is more than welcome to. Anyhow, material cost for a typical piston would be between 75 cents and $1.25, and could easily sell for a reasonable markup. And the $50 gift certificate to NARTS, which will be printed to order and mailed to you specially, is Chan Stevens. Thank you, Chan, for the bright idea. A and B division, I just lumped that together as juniors. And this is a tough one. A lot of folks, for those of you vendors out there, a lot of people said altimeters, whether more reliable, more durable, less annoying beep. People had all sorts of witches and gritches about the state of the altimeter art today. So take that to heart. But the $50 gift certificate to Fliss Kits goes to a young gentleman who tells us that what this hobby needs is more production of imaginative science fiction kits that reflect classic spaceships that will spark great memories for older rocketeers and generate new interest for young members. Sport flying is great for demonstration purposes, but the interest generated from unusual configurations and unique designs is infectious. Flying starts with cool kits. And Matt Johnson, are you here? $50 gift certificate to Fliss Kits. That too will be printed to order and sent out. So before you leave tonight, proud dad, make sure I've got a mailing address. And finally, the $50 gift certificate to Semrock. And believe me, the decisions, the choices here were awfully tough. What this hobby needs, it would be nice to have a company that carries all the supplies for FAI flying. Mold release, fiberglass, tissue, nose cones, mandrels, motor mounts, chute supplies, a one-stop place for all FAI. Motors in 10 or 10.5 millimeters would be great. That was not the only recommendation I received along these lines, but it was far and away the most specific. There's nothing subtle about the hint here, manufacturers. Anyhow, $50 gift certificate to Semrock, and we already know his address. It's going to Tachwine. So again, we think this has the potential to be something that could become an annual event, informal. There are a lot of bright ideas out there. They don't all generate. They don't all originate with the manufacturers.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Next up is going to be the LAC Newsletter Award. Tom could be with us this year. So next best is one of the judges, Kevin Johnson's here. And we're going to let Kevin present the LAC Newsletter Award.
Thank you, Jim. When Tom approached me and said he wasn't going to be able to be here to present, I immediately was thinking, well, I don't know what to say. Tom does such a great job on this. But I thought one of the things that we could do is anyone who's here in the room who has won the newsletter award, if you could just stand up real quick, an editor who's been here, who's done the job and seen it. It's a tough job for those of us that have done it because we have to try and get a lot of stuff together, put it together and on a regular basis, get the information about what we do as a club, serve our sections, and get the information out. And this award actually was first presented in 1969 by the Leader Advisory Council. And it's the North American Rockwell Trophy here is a traveling trophy, and the section whose newsletter wins the award gets to take this trophy along with it. And there's actually a neat tradition along with the trophy in that after it was out for a couple of years, they started seeing things stuck inside the trophy. It used to have a lid on the cup. And every year there would be something stuck inside of that that trophy cup. And eventually it got to be so large that it moved into I think it was a silverware box that went along with the trophy. And now it's thanks to a previous winner. We have this wonderful box that holds the annex to the trophy, and the and what goes in there is you don't know what it is unless you win the award. So it's kind of a neat thing to try and keep you in there. I actually would like to ask the winner of the trophy from last year, Jack Haggerty from Lunar Clips, to come on up, and he's going to help present it to this year's winner. We had three far and away, three very good, high-quality newsletters that we've gotten through our judging. And to be included in the judging, you have to actually print out the newsletter and mail it out and send it to the judges. And we take a look at them and look at them over the year and get together and do it. And our three finalists that we had this year are familiar ones. We had Lunar Clips. Again, was very good this year with a lot of good content. We had Team Pittsburgh, who produces a very, very in-depth and wide-ranging newsletter with a lot of good, interesting articles that are good to read. And this year's winner, NASA Planet. So if we have Ted Cochran, come on up.
The editor. I was the editor for the last 5 years, so let that be here.
So soon you stop.
So one of the things that we judge on that really kind of tipped the favor between all these three really good newsletters into NASA Planet's court is the fact that there was a wide contribution from the club. It wasn't the same people every month. It was a wide range of people who were, or every issue. So there was a lot of great club participation, and that's one of the things that we really, really like to see in the newsletter, is that it's not just one person or two people every time the issue comes out, but the whole club gets it. So, Ted, Jack, you can give the trophy over there to Ted.
Well, and he America.
Exactly. You can figure out how to get it home, Ted, but on behalf of the And just to make sure that no one had access, we have a lock that goes along with
their box. I'll give that to Jeff Taylor when he opens it, because he's the editor. All right. Wow.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Okay, next up is a familiar award we give out every year at NARM. The tradition's been going on since NARM 17. The best Midwest qualified flight, Bob Kaplan. Is it NARM 17? Is that right? That goes back quite a ways. And as usual, Bob does have an award for this year's winner.
You don't want to look in there, Jim.
Well, a long time ago at an NARM far, far away in Orlando, Florida, weird things happened, and actually the first two were sort of given retroactively. I think Steve Barron started this at NARM 19, and it's been going ever since. And what this is an award for the best praying of the week. A little bit of history. Folks used to comment about some of the contests we held in the Midwest, and that maybe the qualification rules were a little more lax than other places. Basically, if your rocket didn't hit somebody, you were qualified. And, of course, if it did, we took into consideration who it was. The trophy is traditionally made of pieces of rockets collected from NARM, and if I can very carefully get this out of the bag, you might recognize something of yours here. Uh-oh, something just came apart. Yep. I'm going to set this on a flat table. It's broken off. I think it's a candelabra. At any rate, you might recognize some parts on here. We have something from the high-power rocket that crashed, parts of Chris Taylor's late camera rocket. There's actually a couple pieces of my egg lofter on here. I had the good sense to prang that out of visual range so nobody could nominate it. Got some of Mark Bundick's helicopter, the piston from Chan Stevens' D-Egloff Kato, parts of... mine just went blank. Chris's Saturn Kato. More of Chris Taylor's parts. An egg capsule that somebody just brought me that's plugged in here. Jim, what was that you were saying about salmonella and washing your hands afterwards? And of course, it's got tracking powder on it. Now, what interesting things happened this week? We didn't get too much from the sport range. But I guess today there were a couple flights worth mentioning, one being Chris Taylor's Kato that just torched his rocket very nicely. And I'm not sure if we know whose it was, but it was a retro rocket that suddenly took off from near the contest range when nobody was, surprising Trip and most of the rest of us. Also,
the other half, Chris Taylor's camera rocket praying, where he forgot to put the ejection charge into the reload. I got one nomination from the RC range, and that was Chad Ring's total shred of his glider, which he told me he put back together and flew later on and set the record with. On to the contest flying. In D-Boost Glide, we had two people who qualified for this, got nominated for this award for doing the same thing, flying their D-Boost glider while still connected to the launch clips. They were Michaela Alexander and old-time NIRA member having returned, Pat Peterson. Also, Rick Boyette with a swing wing D3 prang that didn't swing too well. Pardon? Oh, C-13. D-13. Oh, even better. The Hawkins family got an honorable mention for shredding three different Delties on three D-10s. I'm sorry, Deltons? Delton Ds. I'll make a note of that. Three in a row. And Tom Lyon gets an honorable mention for littering on the way back to the hotel. Ask him about that later. Tuesday morning started off great, since I think Jim had to tell me about Tom Lyon littering. Tom told me about Jim coming out to the field as contest director on Eggloft Day without the eggs. Tom had to break into Jim's room to get them. President Emeritus Mark Bundick, who on his first flight as ex-president DQ'd a streamer. One that happened on my range shift, Pat Peterson, who flew a streamer duration model that went unstable and landed on the range tent still burning. just to show you how things go around NAR presidents, Trip Barber seem to be collecting assassination attempts. Wrong page, sorry. Carl Johnson had an egg wafter that chuffed out of the tower and then kind of did a dance around. And I guess it was Chad Ring's egg wafter that chased Jonathan Dunbar around. There was one that came really close to getting nominated, I just have to mention because I saw it. An egg wafter chuffed off a piston and just kind of hovered there for a second, slid back a little bit, and then kicked in while still going up. It came that close to turning into a land shark. That wouldn't have been pretty. No nominations from Wednesday. How'd that happen? We made up for it Thursday. Here's the assassination attempts. Carl Johnson IV, whose C payload carrier almost took out Trip Barber. And then a few minutes later, Carl Johnson III did the same thing. Joseph Whitman's C payloader went unstable and pranged nicely. And let's see, Matt Johnson's helicopter model hit Mark Krumke, and Bunny managed to re-kit a helicopter model. Scale was rather surprising. Nothing really spectacular happened there. I've pulled the RSOs and LCOs from the week, and we have a first-time situation here. We have a father and son winner of Carl Johnson and Carl Johnson for their assassination attempts. Beware of the track. Beware of the tracking powder and wash your hands. Also, a special note for our new NAR vice president, who has failed to organize the presidential protection detail and should be chastised for that.
Thanks.
You want the bag? You want the bag?
We're going
to
definitely
use
the bag.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, I was told that there was a specific schedule I was to follow for the banquet. I've only got a couple more things listed on here before we go back and give out the national awards. However, I was approached right before the banquet started and told that I must give this speaker some time. And I will yield to the President Emeritus, Mr. Mark Bundick.
I appreciate the indulgence of both the contest director and Ms. Ashpool for this award. I have some gifts for the new NAR president. If he would come forward, please. This continues a tradition that Pat Miller started 14 years ago, so this is not an original idea of mine, but I have thought very long and very hard about what's in this toolbox. And all of these gifts, I am sure, at some time you are going to come to use. The first one looks familiar, but it's not what it appears to be.
What is it?
It's been especially modified. Tripp told me that he has some memorabilia from his office with a whole bunch of quotations of his that he has used there. Originally, we used one of these buttons in NAR board meetings as a means to collect beer money. Every time you wanted to do something and hit the easy button, you had to throw a quarter in the cup. So with the help of my teammate, we have modified this one to include one of those quotations from Mr. Barber's office that says, "Hard is authorized." Very important for NAR presidents. The second one is, there really isn't a manual of operations for being NAR president, but I looked long and hard to try to find a good reference book that might be useful to you. It's entitled How to Be President. What to do and where to go when you're in the Oval Office. Now, I know you're going to be really busy, and you may not have time to read books, so I've read this one for you. And I found the most important spot. Camp David. If you'd like to head to Camp David or elsewhere early on Friday, begin to make your arrangements on Thursday afternoon. Just tell your chief of staff to make sure everything is ready for your departure, and it will be ready. Tripp, for God's sake, find that chief of staff. Last but not least is this, a tiny little plaque that reads, "When in charge, ponder. When in trouble, delegate. When in doubt, mumble." And while the plaque itself may not contain good advice, it comes from a good source. When Pat Miller became NAR president, he got this as a gift from Harry Stein. For the past 14 years, this plaque has sat beside my telephone and my computer in my office. And I have often looked at it and thought about the people who have come before me and the people working for us, and used it as a reminder when things got hard or when things didn't work right, to remember that there were people counting on us and people that I could count on to help. And I hope you'll take this and put it in a similar spot, and when you get ready to leave office, that you will pass it on with the same message to your successor. God bless you.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you the NIR president, Tripp Barber. It still feels a little strange to be up here, even though I've been in the NAR 46 years. The first thing I want to do is talk about some awards that we present each year that sometimes we don't quite get together in time to present at NARA, but these are awards that are tremendously important in expressing what the NAR is all about and paying forward. We are an organization that was founded on the principle of paying forward, passing on to the next generation of young people the passion that we have for aerospace and for rocketry. We have specific programs in the NAR that do that. A couple of them are the Cannon Awards and the Scholarships. And Joyce Guzik runs that program with cooperation from a number of other senior NAR members. She couldn't be here tonight. She had to return to work. But I want to announce the winners of the Cannon Awards, which are the grants to teachers of $500 each for teachers who submit proposals for how they would use such a grant to use rocketry in the classroom. The Cannon Award is funded by the auction that we do here at NARA. We're giving away a lot of Cannon Awards this year. We're giving away 8. But you keep $7,500 in the Cannon Award auction. So we're losing ground. We need more teachers to apply for Cannon grants so that we can help them teach rocketry in the classroom. So please, if you know of a teacher who has a plan to use rocketry in the classroom, have them submit a proposal for a Cannon grant. $500. We have the money thanks to you. This year's winners for the Cannon Awards are Ann Alter from Crystal Clover's 4-H group. It doesn't have to be from a school. It can be from a youth group. Diane Dorn, who is an NAR member. That is not a requirement for the teachers to receive these grants. She's at Marion Central Catholic School in Ringwood, Illinois. Jeff Kalustian, Robinson High School in Riverview, Florida. Mordecai Levin at Master Flight, an acronym I don't know, in Richmond, Illinois, a youth enrichment program. Daniel Maloney, Catholic Central High School in Troy, New York. Chantel Rose from Graham High School in St. Paris, Ohio. Leonard Johnson, a teacher who's an NAR member. St. Andrew's School in Park Ridge, Illinois. Shane Obrigovich at All Saints Catholic School in Berlin, Wisconsin. Each of these teachers will receive a grant for $500, courtesy of your generosity in the Cannon auctions over the years. Another thing we do to pay forward is the scholarship awards. These are $500 scholarships to NAR members who have been in the NAR at least a year, who are students at a post-secondary education program, generally a university, who have demonstrated through their academic achievements and through their involvement in rocketry that they're deserving of a scholarship from the National Association of Rocketry. This is paid from your dues. This is from the central budget of the NAR. We have 5 winners this year. They are Michael Adams, who is majoring in mechanical engineering at Ohio State University. The Ohio State University. There we go. This is not the NFL. Cameron Almond, who is a major in aerospace engineering at the University of Maryland. Benjamin Levinson, who is in electrical engineering at the University of Toledo. Adam Rechtenwald, who's in marketing at Kent State University. And Carolyn Steele, who's in computer engineering at the University of Utah. So congratulations to our NAR scholarship class. You saw Bob Alway up here earlier tonight, and Bob Alway is the characterization of paying forward. He has donated $20,000 of his own money over the course of several years to fund these awards for B Division Research and Development. And in addition, this year also allowed us to spend $2,000 of that to provide the travel grants for 3 B Divisioners, very bright young people, attending their first NARAM. And they came here and they made presentations and did other things to show the level of their interest in the hobby. This is truly what it means to say that you're paying forward. Now, you've heard the names of those people announced in connection with the awards, but I want to say on behalf of the National Association of Rocketry to Bob Alway, thank you, and we have given you an honorary life membership on behalf of your service.
Normally at this point in the banquet we present the President's NAR President's Award, but this year's winner of the NAR President's Award was James Duffy. The reason that he got the award was the spectacular job that he did on the Old Rocketeer Reunion DVD, and Mark Bundick presented that to him at the Old Rocketeers Reunion Saturday night. But James Duffy is the winner of this year's NAR President's Award for his service to all of us by capturing in digital form these wonderful movies from the beginnings of the hobby that so many of you contributed. So congratulations to James Duffy for his presence in the world. Each year the NAR recognizes through its Galloway Award, the Howard Galloway Award for Space Modeling Service, the person who has contributed the most to the advancement of the hobby and to the general benefit of all persons who participate in the hobby. This is not just for service to the NAR, it's for service to all of us. One of the strongest contributors that we've had to defending our freedom to fly has been our late attorney, Joseph Egan. Joe passed away a few months ago, and you've read his obituary in his memory. But Joe has been a passionate defender of the NAR and of the hobby in general in legal proceedings for 15 years. He's already won one Galloway Award in 1994 for working with or against, however you want to view it, the Federal Aviation Administration and ensuring a successful outcome for us. He has been the brilliant legal mind behind our perpetual struggle, 9 years now in progress, against the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. We're sorry that he passed away. We'll miss him. We truly value what he did for all of us, and we'd like to thank him, and we'll send to his family this year's Howard Galloway Space Modeling Service Award. There is one other award that we give, but not very often. A few years ago, we started thinking about what does it mean to serve the NAR beyond what you can even recognize in the Galloway Award? What does it mean to serve this association for a lifetime? We decided at that point that the best way to memorize that service would be to name the award after G. Harry Stein. He said before he passed away, "Don't you be naming any awards after me while I'm here." Well, okay. Unfortunately, Harry's no longer with us, but the example that he set of a lifetime devoted to service to this hobby and to paying forward is one that we have, in fact, captured in this award. We've given the award twice before. The first one went to J. Patrick Miller for his 16 years of service as the NAR's president. The second award, and this isn't annual, in fact, this doesn't have to be given at all, and it's only given on rare occasions. It's very special. The second went to Vernon Gliadestis at NARA 46. I think you can guess who's going to get this award. When you talk about a lifetime of service to the NAR, Mark Bundick joined the NAR Board of Trustees 32 years ago. He served as the vice president for almost all of J. Patrick Miller's tenure, and he has been our president for 14 years. If that is not a lifetime of service to this association, to this hobby, I don't know what is. So I would like to present on behalf of all of you at the National Association of Rocketry the G. Harry Stein Lifetime Achievement Award to my predecessor, Mark Bundick. Turn the microphone to the contest director, Jim Filler.
Thank you, Chair. Okay, it says at the top of my little cheat sheet here, woohoo, last page. It's got to be a good thing. All right, national championship trophies.
what it all boils down to. After an entire year of out there flying relentlessly on the contest range, the end result is here at Narum. Take all those points that are gathered over the course of the contest year, 12 factors for those that can endure the long, grueling pace, and come to Narum and add that total to the Narum total for a year-end total. This year's A Division National Champions have been sponsored by Bill Stein and Quest. We wish Bill would be here tonight, but he's not. Nettie, if you come up. Well, I got quiet in the room. Once again, I'd just like to say thank you to Quest. Not only did they provide us with the sponsorship for the A Division Champion Trophies, they also provided us with certificates for all the winners for the events. They also provided us with those great contest giveaways for the registration packet. So thank you very much to all of those of you at Quest. We appreciate your support of the hobby. Okay, in fourth place, with 7,280 points, Amanda Bogway.
Things over there.
Okay. Have them stay up here for the whole thing, yeah. One at a time.
I'm going to call them up one at a time, but they're all going to stay and wait. This is a whole year's worth of work. We'll applaud for them individually. A Division third place with 11,328 points, Ryan Anthony Cirrus. Place 13,424 points, Cassidy Steele. First place with a whopping 18,204 points, Alyssa Stenberg, yeah. National champion A Division. She rattles when she walks. Okay, once again, thank you to Quest, your A Division National Champions. Okay, B Division, Carl McLaughlin, can you come up, please? B Division trophies are scheduled by Simrock, sponsored by Simrock. Carl McLaughlin. Once again, great sponsor, really above and beyond. Lots of great things, the Golden Scout program, the Red Scout program. Carl did the etching on the payloads for us. Just above and beyond. I mean, one of those vendors that really comes through for us. And we really appreciate everything you do for the hobby and the support. Thank you very much. Okay, your B Division National Champions in fourth place with 5,142 points, Anthony Hawkins. There's an excited young man.
Second year and I get a trophy.
All right. Third place, 9,059 points, Brian Guzik. Second place, 13,800 points. Carrie Steele. First place in B Division, your national champion, 15,512 points, Katie Steele. Okay, once again, thank you to Simrock, Carl McLaughlin, your B Division national champions. Okay, C Division is sponsored by the Advanced Rocketry Group. Terrace, is Terrace still here?
No.
Okay. Do we have a substitute for Terrace?
I think I got rid of all the teenagers.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right, we'll have Kevin fill in.
Can you do it A?
A? Okay, let's move on to the C Division National Champions, sponsored by Advanced Rocketry Group. In fourth place, with 8,179 points, Chris Flanagan. Third place, 8,442 points, Jonathan Dunbar. Accepting for Jonathan is one of the Steele sisters. Second place, 9,085 points, Jan Stevens. He rattles when he walks too. Your C Division national champion with 11,594 points, Chad Ring.
There you go.
Gotta have a logo in the picture. Come on, guys. Okay, once again, thank you to Advanced Rocketry Group, your C Division national champions. Yeah, a lot of hardware for the team division. March of the team division. Here we go. The team division national trophies are sponsored by Estes. Is anybody here from Estes represent? We still appreciate their support. They paid for the trophies. I bet a couple of you flew their banners this week, too. Yeah. I bet. Okay, team division in fourth place with 8,924 points, the Spanish Inquisition.
I know we weren't expecting it.
Nobody ever expects it.
Okay. Good flying. Third place team division with 10,306 points, the Dark Side.
What was that?
A little breathing going on back there. All right, moving on. Second place in team division with 11,658 points, the Flying I-Beam Kids. Division national champion with 13,464 points, the Pod Bay Doors.
Inform Steve he can't compete next year as an MC.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now? Oh, no.
Let's put this in front of the
brother. Nobody else. Is there something wrong?
Yeah. Take the Master Sergeant.
Wow. Rock and roll.
He's super short, you know?
Quick and dirty.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Your team division national champion, sponsored by Estes.
Luckily, all the places have been the same. It's just been between C and T, and they got to go trade outside.
Okay, and the last set of national champion awards we have for tonight are the section awards, and I'll call them up one at a time. We'll give them their award, take some photographs, and then I'll call up the next one. So it could get crowded up here. And the fourth place national champion section for the year with 37,778 points, Crash. Yeah, there's a really crowded bunch here.
Hey, Russ.
Yeah, Mike, you should be up. This is the founder of Crash, right here.
Pictures.
Okay, your fourth place national champion section, Crash.
Let him hold it. That way won't block it.
There we go.
Get it there.
Get it over.
There we go.
Look forward.
Congratulations, guys. Okay, third place national champion section with 42,811 points, Launch Crew.
Sparkly.
Okay. Congratulations, guys. Second place, the Reserve National Champion Section. 82,213 points. Smash. One whole side of the room empties out.
Go that way from the side.
Now, maybe you hold it in front. All right, in back.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Bumbling.
All right, short people in front now. Come on, get it right. Squeeze it together. Come on, get close to your neighbor. Feel the love.
Lay on the ball, Randy.
Yeah!
Woo! All right, your Reserve Champion Section. Smash. There we got one trophy left on the table. Out of all them trophies. Along with the National Section Trophy is the banner. And each year the winning section not only gets the trophy but the banner. And it's a traveling award. And this year, with 101,838 points, Triple S. Down here, guys. Bring it down here.
Down here.
Gotta have you in front of the logo. Okay, congratulations, Triple S, the National Champion Section. Can I get a time check?
Wow.
The staff meeting in my room doesn't start for another hour. I'm making good time.
Can I have a few things?
Sure, absolutely. A couple more quick things for you. Maria would like to say something.
Oh, I don't need that. Y'all heard my big mouth. I don't need that. We put together a list of the registered participants. It's sitting on a table out in the back hallway there. If you're interested in taking one, go ahead and take one.
Name, email?
Yeah, it has name, city, state, email, address, and your NAR number on it. It'll at least give you some way to contact them if you don't already have some. Somebody walked into here and had a quest coupon in their pocket. I've got the quest kits. There's several more people out there that still have that coupon.
So, but go to the Narham's Raffle if you don't watch it.
Yeah. They're up in the front corner. That's my housekeeping. There are a few t-shirts left over. We got them up in the front corner. Mr. Treasurer, what are we selling them for?
$10.
$10.
We've lost and found
that way. We have lost and found that way. The red fin, we have been told, is Steve's...
Steve Cranish.
Oh, yeah. Steve Cranish. If anybody from his hometown, please take it with you. Otherwise, I'm going to have to make a trip up there to deliver it to him. I think that's my housekeeping items.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for coming up.
All right, a couple more quick things, and then I'm going to let you go. On a personal note, I have a rocket sitting at the end of the table here that I flew on Sunday out on the high-power range. Be interested in getting your autograph. If you have a moment to stop by and sign it before you leave, that would be great. And a couple people I'd like to thank for helping me put this event on. Numerous times over the week, I had people stop me and say, "Run a great show here, and I hope everybody had a good time." That's the biggest thing. But I couldn't have done it by myself. I had an all-star team with me. I acknowledged, you know, the fact that we had Novar and Narham's. Novar relentlessly all week long down on the sport range and helping us set up and run the contest range every day. Great support. Two clubs close. Work pretty well together, and it shows. My own club, Narham's, several members chipped in above and beyond. A couple of them I'd like to come up and just shake their hand. I'd like you to give a round of applause. First one being Jennifer, who put on all the events coordinator for me. Our National Contest Board Chairman, Tom Lyon, please come up. Did Tom, you know, take care of reviewing the cards every day, but Tom also was like the expecting mother. He went down to babysit the range every morning for me, make sure everything was running well. Every time we changed over the range, he was down there helping out constantly, so couldn't have done it without you. Appreciate it. The Ha family, Maria, Tom, Zach, Chris. I understand Chris is back in the room recuperating. The Arts Group just did an outstanding job for us. Thank you, Maria. Thank you, man. I set up, helped registration all week long, collected your money, just was out there every day, whatever I needed, helped with everything. So I really greatly appreciate it. Josh, come up. Josh is one of our satellite members from Southeastern Virginia. Josh has a special honor tonight. Josh was probably the I don't want to say the final guy, but one of the guys that was instrumental in the logo. He also did a lot of artwork, a lot of the computer graphic work for me, so just wanted to say thank you also. It's kind of gotten to be old hat, and it's sad to say that it's old hat, but the NARM contest director's job has become so much easier. Without having this young man on the range, I just don't know what we'd do. But Dr. Data, Chris Kidwell, please come up. Yeah. One of our newest NAR trustees, who is my across the river guy, was instrumental in doing a lot of the work for catering with the ORR, instrumental in being the Great Meadow liaison, instrumental in just any time I needed to drop a phone call and check on something. Just did an outstanding job in helping with the logistics of pulling off Narham 50. John Hockheimer. Last and certainly not least, my PR guy. For those of you that didn't get a chance to come out early enough the other morning, one of the local news stations was out. Did a feature piece on the NAR as well as the launch here for all week. Also took care of all the PR work and contacting the local news establishments for me. Took care of that program that was inside of your packet. Did a beautiful job, Mr. Kevin Johnson. I thank you. I thank you for coming. I hope you had a good time as I did. I understand we got one more piece of business, and I'd like to invite Mr. Steve Foster up to give you some announcements about next year's NARUM. Thank you.
Jim, I can't let you hand this over yet. I have $5 for Jim.
$5.
We're off the script just a little. First person to come up, next person will be Ted Cochran, the new chairman of the NAR National Events Committee, who will then recognize next year's NARUM contest director.
What are you going to do?
It says woo-hoo last page, but it doesn't have woo-hoo last item on it.
I ran out of room.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the first thing we have to do is to hand out patches.
These are the
patches that you cannot win and you cannot buy, but you have to earn. Contest director patches from NAR. One for Jennifer.
One.
Wow.
One for Jay.
Thank you.
You get your very own patch. Very own patch.
Very nice.
And we have a thank you note for Jim. It's a measure of the success of this NARUM that the thank you card wasn't big enough, and we had to put in a four-page supplement because there's so many people here. So a thank you card.
Thank you.
Ooh. Thank you. Her plaque earlier, but we have a plaque. We want to make sure it was going to go just fine, but then, no.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you may be seated.
Thank you.
I want to say that Tripp has left the National Events Committee in such a great shape that you all will now know who to blame if things start going downhill from here, right? It won't be Tripp. It's all on me now. And the next NARUM will be just outside Pittsburgh. And Steve, you want to come up and say a few words?
Like I said, Jim here. Normally $5, at this type of event means something. For the CD, it means he was just in such a daze, he didn't even know he dropped his $5 refund from the RC Championships.
Thank you.
I knew I should have made him sign for it.
Alrighty. So we've done 50 NARUMs, and it's not time to stop. So somebody had to decide to do the 51st NARUM, and I want to take a minute to say how I got to this point as being your next CD. Well, over 10 years ago, Rod Schaefer came to our club and proposed PSC doing the NARUM. I'll tell you the truth, not too many people really knew what NARUM was in our club. So I went to NARUM 40 just to figure out what it was. And as most of you know, I've been to every NARUM since. I've had a blast, and I wanted to try to do my part to pay forward and to bring you the next NARUM. So we put a bid together, and we're going to bring you there at near Johnstown. It's a field we haven't really flown any contest at yet. We got a small club that really had a good time bringing you NARM 41. And they're eager to bring you NARM 51 10 years later. All right. NARM 51, a lot of people have asked me about the field. And we decided we want to really have some fun with this NARM. So there's some pictures of the field over here. And it's a location called Area 51 East. Take some time after the banquet here to come up and see what we have. And they're going to hand out some event brochures. Thought they would already be doing the next one. So, anyway, but they're handing them out. I'm sure a lot of you have heard the rumors of the events. And the first thing I got back from Trip when I sent the bid in was, you have one fairly weird event on your list. So, 1/8A helicopter has been in the Pink Book for 5 years. And there's never been an 8th A event flown at NARM, and we're going to do it. So, cool. That's challenge for everybody. So as you can see, this is a top secret field location. And so once you digest this information a little bit, I have to, I was given this little item here. And,
in a few minutes, you'll forget why you have this piece of paper, and all you'll know is that if you come into NARM 51 and you're going to have some fun. All right, thank you.
This concludes NARM 50. Drive safely and have a great night.
For those of you who may not have gotten the Red Scout, vertically to Estes have a few Red Scouts they need to go out, so go over there and see if your name is on the list. I know you don't know what to do, it's 10 minutes to 10. Sorry. So, Red Scouts over there.
Hello, buddy! That was my want to take this too seriously. See you next time. Good to see you.